Okay, so we're holding here in Parshas Tazriah. It's on page 644, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Hei Mem Vav. It's a chinuch over here, and he's going to discuss the concept of mida keneged mida. Mishrasha mitzvah, sheyikach dimyon benapshoi, bachakosim le adam, kibisivis achet yuruchak adam kol toiv, man yoshim medakar ra. So the chinuch says that the lesson that you're supposed to learn from a mitzvah being kind of secluded, and he's not allowed to mingle with people, is to teach you that avarus tend to distance you from anything that's good. V'zeh amam chazal, who hiftel b'lashon hara b'nishle ishto b'nam chaveroi? Chazal described it, he caused a rift because Lashon Hara they spoke between husband and wife and between people and friends. So Chazal say over here, well, since we know that Negoim comes called Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara tends to create a rift and distance between people. So this was the case with him also, that he now has to feel a sense of rift and so on. The chinuch will extrapolate from that to other cases. Uklal gadol b'chalat dvarim, b'mida shara meidit ba meidim ba. The klal is that the measure that a person meets out, we measure to him. Upirish davazet leidu rabim. So everyone has heard of this, of mida keneged mida, but most people instinctively feel there's some sort of, they tend to relate to it emotionally. It's sort of, if somebody slapped me in front of a lot of people, the way to sort of even the score is to slap him in front of people. That's kind of the way people understand it. So he says, and they try to extrapolate from human feelings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yachshu farish tov des Hashem Yisparach, b'dug meskul adam. They think of it, so they take the concept of vengeance and getting even, and sort of, you know, showing you back and so on, that they tend to project that on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekalech Hashem Chaver Gmul Fe'at Teva Shasim Ha'Gveroa, because it's a natural instinct that we pay back people in kind. But looking at Hashem's Baruch Hu, it's not like the HaKadosh Baruch at all. Ki enim Hashem Baruch Hu kim Teva V'Chet Rachim La'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Tov and Chesed. U'chal Ezech Ha'Shah Tuv V'Muchon U'chal Aroi Kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida of Tov is not really contingent on our how we act to him. So what is mida keneged mida? Mashama chazal mida keneged mida. Hakavana loyma ki kifi ma'isa adam im letoivim lehefich yitochin lekabal zagmul. Ki la'olam ve'oisa inyan sheyosin kol mashavoisa v'yasa ma'isov v'dugmosim mamish masav v'hefich. So the chinuch gives it the following explanation. A person himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that people themselves create their own reality of schar and onesh. And that's why, in a certain sense, everything that's a result of what we did is in the ma'isim itself. Let's give an example. If I have a bad midah of distrust, so and that's the way I go around not trusting people. So the lack of my ability to form really good relationships is not an onesh, but that's in the thing itself. If I create, if I'm not good, if I'm not mechabed my parents, then that sets up myself for my children not to mechabed me, because I created a certain reality that you don't reflect what you owe to the people that you owe it to, and so on. If I create ill will amongst people, then that ill will bounces back to me. So the chinuch understands it as the result of the reality that you've created. That's one unit of mida keneged mida. There are other explanations. My Rebbe Chaim Shulevitz used to say a pshat in the Chazal. It says that Yosef Hatzadik, because he did three things wrong, he got mida keneged mida. It says that he spoke ill of his brothers, that they're hanging out with the shvachos. So he accused them of arayas. He accused them of evim and achai, and he accused them of I don't remember offhand the third one. So it says that keneged the fact that he accused them of arayas, Eishes Potiphar started up with him. The other one, I feel, was also something that line. Keneged the Evim Rachai or the Ritzicha, they were tovel his kutoynes in dam. So Reb Chaim asked, Mela Potiphar starting, Eishes Potiphar starting up with him, it could have cost him his life. That was something. So we understand a mida keneged mida. The dipping the cloak in a dam sawyer doesn't make much of a difference. I mean, what they did. So Reb Chaim used to answer that mida keneged mida is not the punishment; it's the caption under the punishment as to why is Gashmir punish you. Because our biggest problem is, I mean, today Kol Yisrael gets a lot of tzaris and tzar. We don't have any neviim telling us why. We have many people telling us why, but none of them are neviim, and we're sort of helpless. So someone asks, why did you get the message? Well, because the message was addressed. It wasn't addressed to the right person. You know, I got the message, and it's something which I don't know where it is or what it is. So Mida Keneged Mida allows me to say that I recognize that the message I get will be in the same realm as the problem. So it's educational. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. And he says it's deeper than that, the way he's saying that it's inherent in the mice itself. A person creates the reality which he needs to suffer himself. So the bad that comes to a person is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, it's the person himself made that. Gives a simple mashal. If someone was going on a Derech Yosha and a smooth road, and on the side there is a hedge, a thorn hedge, and somebody is going very much to the side, and he's constantly brushing against the thorns and getting cut up and so on. So when you say that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to get hurt, excuse me, you had a smooth road and you were walking along the side. I remember I had a chava who one Purim decided to drink, I don't know how much wine and whiskey and beer, and he was standing quite sick and throwing up. Obviously, the natural consequence of the volume and the mixing of the alcohol. And he was saying, I can't understand it, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing this to me. Why would Hashem want to punish me? And I just thought of a pasuk in Mishlei. It said, "Ivelas Adam to Salat Darkoi." A person's foolhardiness distorts, perverts his way. But Allah Hashem Yizav Liba. The tiniest he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you know, the guy downs a case of liquor, then he's got tiniest HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukemoikim balachet midas hadin chayvenu al cheter al kol panim. Ve'edlem alav shakel atoy biachbet v'chiyuvay. So I'll be money men atoy mitzad cheter yimtovara. So every and it's we always understand ra as a lack of toif. I want to give an example for this. Let's say you have lo aleinu people who don't have circulation. Good circulation in their feet. You get all sorts of infections that don't go away. Those infections are really the result of not having the appropriate blood circulation or a person whose immune system is down. In other words, there naturally would have been a type of, let's call it shmira, except that So when the bad happens to a person, it's because he's disengaged the tov and the shmir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kolal dvareinu, ki kol ha-mikre ha-ra, and so we can never say, whenever we speak of good, it's a direct hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's good. When we speak of bad, it's because of the lack of something. Any ra that befalls a person is because the person has dried out the hashkacha that's supposed to protect it. So he says, I want to say a klal. He says, anything bad that happens to a person is because a lack of hashkacha. Kloima, shashem meisish mirasim olav mitzachetoy ad shekabla oynesh roelo fiyachet. The Kosev Chochem Echad, Ebenezer writes the following, and he quotes Ebenezer that sort of fits well what he says. Yadanu ki Hashem Echad. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Vashinu Yovim Mekablim. And the differences in what befalls a person and everything comes from the makabel. So it's like when you pour clear water into different vessels, if there's any taste in that water and the distinct taste, it has to do with what was in the vessel that you poured it into. So the bad, the wrong, the all of these things are what happened to the Dvar Hashem I suppose when it landed on someone that had an issue or whatever it is. Okay.
So the Chinuch basically is saying that with Mida Keneged Mida, it's almost like it's an occurrence naturally because of your it's going on the Maisa you do,
right.
But it's the lack of Hashem's protecting you,
right.
Punishment essentially. It's not like Hashem is bringing on.
Correct.
Hashem is bringing on the punishment, but it's your Maisa that
right.
initiated it. And now Hashem's going to pull back in terms of letting the natural occurrence occur.
Correct.
As opposed to really like Hashem's putting into effect some type of
right.
Maestro
right.
or any type of situation.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Okay. That's the point he's making, exactly. In other words, a person can shape himself how he wants, and whatever and that shape determines what he receives. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving a good hashpah. But if he's blocking, it's like there are certain people that they can't, they're missing an enzyme or whatever it is, and they can't assimilate whatever vitamin or mineral that's coming in. So the milk has the calcium, but he's got something that doesn't allow it to be absorbed. He doesn't have what's needed to be absorbed, so he's not getting it. So yes, the calcium coming, he just doesn't get it. Okay. The next one is a Ramban that deals with the question of Negoyim, if they are a natural phenomena or a miraculous phenomena. He says that a garment gets a ras, that no such thing. It's interesting that in Israel, a mildew or mold, I think they're called it's Sarata Bayit or something like that. They do call it by that name, obviously in the wake of the Torah, Satya wasn't there before. So he says this is not a natural phenomenon, it's not leprosy. Abel, b'yoyis Yisrael shalim l'Hashem, when Kal Yisrael l'sholem, yeh ruach Hashem aleim tomid lehamid gufam b'gdeim b'tei maratov. Shor who wants them to be in best form, top form. Because she'yikra b'echmim chet v'ovein, and when a person has an avera, something happens to him. This sort of is demonstrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a special mak in that house. It's only again at Yisrael, Shinachas Hashem. There's nothing to do with it being shy of the chayvus hakarka. I mean, it's clothing and house and person. album is Yova in your Huel Beretz and Chesh and Nichbot Shezeka. It's especially high madrega. It's a special act of Hashkacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you instant feedback, and it's just like when you have some sort of instrument or chemical test that's very sensitive, it will show X, Y, Z, even when it's someone others, when other tests will not demonstrate it. Over there it says that not only after the Kamtat Yisrael, but after the Kibush Chiluk. Why? What does it have to do? Vatam ki oz nisyashva daitam aleihem ladas Hashem v'tishchem seichem. So again, Rabban says it has to do with the Madrega. So long as they're busy conquering the land, it was difficult. They didn't have the full Menuchas HaNefesh. V'chein ani choyshe b'niga b'godim shlanina go'ol ba'aretz. Le'hutzech l'mayet mim chutz v'aretz, ki le'orosh am lo'ilam. Same thing with the niga b'godim. ומפני זה עויד אין המנוגם בגודם לבון אלא בצבועים. כולי צבע יצא כאו במקום בטיר ולא אצל הימי. That's why it's not relevant in colored clothing, because it's not clear that's Yad Hashem. You know, the garment could have started dark green and it faded to a light green and it became yellow and, you know. ולפיכך הצבועים מדי שמיים מתאמים את רב שמעון, ועל דרך הפשט, מפני זה יחזיר הכוסר בכל פסוק ופסוק, הבגר אור השסי והערב כדובה נס. So that's why the pasuk keeps causing over. Listen, it's going to happen in your garment, it's going to happen in leather, and anything like that, and therefore it's something which is going to, it's a nes. So the Rambam says clearly, this word leprosy, this tzaraas does not mean leprosy. It's a nes. It's an unusual phenomena that existed in a very specific time and place. The Barbanel adds to it. We have the Barbanel in the Hemshich. V'yisei shepesh ka'ol v'shpotem z'hirus ha'mevil d'aytarim d'ektusha. He says, v'chol dova yitzim ha'teva huzar v'nimas l'nefesh ha'tahoro v'nasos v'lasel k'shelo v'shes b'garim tzoim v'kshesu anam v'batim t'av l'chon. So he says, these are things that naturally they dull a person's ability to function when his garments are soiled, something wrong with it, something wrong with the house. And he says, and a person also, when he looks at it, so even though it's not real tzaraas, but it's something which, when we look at it, we say, oh my gosh, he's a leper. So it's not the disease leper, but in terms of how it strikes us. And he says, when we pass Koach HaDin, because of this similarity, or the way it strikes translation, Hish'ila Torah El Hashem is Negus HaSpagandim. That's why the Torah borrowed those terms. In other words, your reaction to it is like, and so on. It's very interesting. It's a sort of a thing, you know, there are certain consistencies that people don't like to eat. There are certain colors, flavors, textures that most people find repulsive. It's usually because they resemble something that a person should keep away from. Let's take, I don't know, some filth, we won't talk about what, and a person will make food that looks like it, smells like it, but it's really good food. People will be repulsed, rightfully so, because what strikes the imagination is the repulsion that you felt with that. And the same thing here also. It looks leopardic. It looks leprous. And that's why a person is repulsed by it. And then he says another point, and we'll finish with that. He says, Acha v'hu, sheshmatvara mimashe shtamash adamen l'rifyoyne v'sakreim l'ma oid, yispalu bispalusu yivyuflu v'ma echis agar v'gufo. He says, things that a person wears, things that are close to a person, take on some of his properties. Certainly, the smells, the sweat, whatever it is. So when a person is ra, not only is he ra, but it goes on to the begotten as well. It's a reflection of the matzav that a person, when he's bad, it affects the things also that are around him, and the closer they are to him, like begotten or abayas, take on some of that ra that the person produced. That's what Avraham says. Okay, we'll hold it here. You're good.